This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, a surah that was named, entitled after this congregation, this very activity that you and I are going through, this very event that we attend on a weekly basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, that when the call to the prayer is made on the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then run, rush, hasten, get out, leave everything, abandon everything, and go to the remembrance of Allah. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, come to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest benefits of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fact that we achieve a gift. We actually attain a status and we find ourselves in a very special state. There are many benefits to dhikr. We've spoken about dhikr in the past, and we will continue to talk about it because the entire existence of a believer revolves around this, dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. Right? But today, I just want to focus on one very special state. That when you remember Allah, when you mention Allah, when you talk about Allah, when you come to celebrate the remembrance of Allah, when you engage in any act of worship for the remembrance of Allah, for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah, however you want to put it, whenever you feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're thinking about Allah azza wa jal, there is something that you are guaranteed right away. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says that if you get nothing out of dhikr, dhikr again is the remembrance of Allah, the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you get nothing out of dhikr except this, that would have been enough of an honor. يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله لو لم يكن في الذكر إلا هذه هذه يعني التي نتحدث عنها الآن أذكرها لكم بعد قليل. يقول لو لم يكن في الذكر إلا هذه لكفى بها به شرفا. ما الذي في الذكر? What is it that you get out of dhikr, out of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is it that we're seeking here? It is something that is known as ma'iyyatullah, to be with Allah, or for Allah to be with you. Ma'iyyatullah, that you are guaranteed to be in the presence of Allah, and Allah will be there with you. Right? That Allah Azza wa Jal is in your company with His guidance, with His mercy, with His protection. For those of us who feel so lonely, and there are many of us out there, loneliness is one of the most experienced emotional states for many people. many people. Right? Even some of those people who seem to have so many people around them, very often feel lonely. As a matter of fact, I once asked someone, what is the opposite of loneliness? What's that feeling, right? What do we call that feeling when you don't feel lonely? And no one was able to name it for me. Maybe someone in this congregation might be able to. But everyone knows what loneliness is and what it feels like. And one of the ways you can actually get rid of that feeling and experience something that is so fulfilling, so empowering, that you wouldn't need anything else with it, is to feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'iyatullah. And where did we get this from? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith al-Qudsi, in this holy hadith, where he attributes the statements to Allah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, told us that Allah the Almighty, our Lord and our Creator, said in a hadith that I shared of the first portion of it this morning after Fajr, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am as my servant thinks of me. You think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be there just, you know, going after you or wanting to destroy you or torture you. The Prophet in this hadith is reminding us that Allah wants us to perceive Him and think of Him and relate to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in a positive way. Right? Think of Allah as a loving Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that loving Lord that you need to be. You need Him to be subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. And I am with him or her when they mention me. All you have to do to be in the presence of Allah and to earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's company is to think positively of Allah and mention his name, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there for you. Allah will be there for you. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. And it's not my words. I'm not speaking these words. These are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he attributes these words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, فَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي. If he mentions me, remembers me within himself, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remember Allah, right? Remember how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You're so thankful for His blessings. You're not giving up. Even if you're in distress, you know that there is no state of distress, there's no hardship greater than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot resolve for you. So you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a positive attitude. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, know that at that moment, actually even before that moment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thinking about you. What an honor that you're actually mentioning Allah, you're thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're saying to yourself, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, thank you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know that at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thinking about you. Allah is mentioning you. Allah is remembering you. He is in your presence. You are in His presence. And He is with you. He's in your company. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah the Almighty, the Lord of the world. And if you have Allah Azza wa Jal with you, you don't need anything else. Then Allah says, however, if you choose to, here's an upgrade. Here's an upgrade for those who are looking for upgrades. Here's another perk. Here's another privilege. Allah says, وَإِذَا ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِنْهُ. If you choose to remember Allah and mention Him in a gathering, right? You're talking to people, could be family, could be friends, could be colleagues. You're telling people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you feel about Allah azza wa jal. Positive things. You're reminding people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will mention you in a gathering better than that you mention me in. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet told us in another hadith that whenever a group of people, a group of believers sit together and they talk about Allah azza wa jal and they reflect and ponder upon the blessings of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually brings his angels and Allah azza wa jal starts, for a lack of a better term, to brag about those individuals. Look at my servants, they're talking about me. They gathered, they abandoned everything, they left everything behind and they came to celebrate my mercy and talk about me and hear words that would remind them of me, bring them closer to me, make them love me more, and so on and so forth. They left everything behind. And why am I saying this? I'm saying this for us to realize how special this gathering and this moment and this opportunity is. I'm saying this that we are out of that robotic state where we do things on a regular basis just because it's part of our weekly habit. And realize the greatness of what we're doing and what we're coming here for. And thus, come here with the mindset of someone that wants to get something out of this. Because if I was to tell you that you're in the presence of the most powerful human being or the richest person, you would say, okay, how can I benefit out of this opportunity? How can I maximize, right? What can I do? You're not going to just be sitting there distracted with thoughts that have nothing to do with that particular opportunity. You're not going to be sitting there just waiting for that gathering or for that act or for that experience or activity to end. You're going to be sitting there thinking, what can I say? What can I do to get the attention of this person? How can I benefit from this experience or from this opportunity? Right? If you're with the richest person, I'm not going to mention names because, you know, none of them are worthy. Right? But if you're with the richest person and you know that that person is very benevolent and that person would do anything for you, I mean, we're going to be looking for opportunities to connect. Right? I want this, I want that. You're not going to be sitting there talking about ridiculous things or trivial matters. You're not going to be sitting there asking for peanuts. So imagine you're in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the world, whose treasures are endless. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there is a moment on this day, and it could very well be during this gathering, where if you were to ask anything of him, he will grant it. But it won't happen if the heart is absent and if the mind is not present. It won't. There has to be a connection. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Because sometimes some people say, well, I am in a gathering remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but your heart is not remembering Allah. Remember that to begin with, your heart has to remember and mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect in order for whatever the tongue is saying or whatever the limbs are doing, in order for them to count. And that will only happen if we realize what we're doing here on a weekly basis and what it is that we're actually pursuing. Then further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا If you get closer, if you seek to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's few inches, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get closer to you by many folds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you try to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by hand span, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get closer to you by a yard. وَإِنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيَّ بَعًا. Every time you try to do something, you want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla will multiply it and will get closer to you. وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلًا. And if he comes to me walking, slow pace, then I come to him running in a fast pace. Comes to your aid. It is said, for those who are attending our weekly meeting, we were talking about وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal facilitates. You know, sometimes a person might say, well, I've been praying, I've been asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for different things, and I don't know, I'm not realizing them. Subhanallah. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He delivers His gifts to you, very often they come through different means. We just don't make the connection, we don't make the association. And we don't have to. We don't have to. Right? Yani, if one of us orders something, or if you're expecting a gift from someone, and you're expecting it, you're checking your mail every day, right? Thinking that you're going to, and then all of a sudden UPS delivers it. You're like, well, I didn't expect it to come through UPS. You don't get to choose the carrier. You're not going to say that, oh, I'm not going to expect it because I expected, I work for FedEx, so, you know, UPS, I can't accept it. Of course you're going to take it and you're going to sign for it. It's a gift. Right? It's not how you want it. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran tells us, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, in ways that you do not perceive. It doesn't have to be your way. It's going to be according to His terms. And it's going to be His way, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may realize it, you may not realize it. But nothing that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to waste. So everything comes. So I was saying the other day that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. The armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are known to Allah Azza wa Jal. So there's this story that I would like to share with you. Whether it's authentic or not, that's besides the point. The point here is that the moral of the story is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers and responds to the person that calls upon Him, that turns to Him, that realizes that Allah Azza wa Jal is in His company. A person that really capitalizes on this ma'iyya of Allah, to be in the presence of Allah. So it is said that this righteous man was traveling with all of his wealth with him when some criminals attacked him and decided to take everything. They wanted to rob him, take everything, and kill him. So this righteous man plead for his life. He asked them, he begged them to take everything, but spare my life. I have a family to go back to. I have things that I need to do. Spare my life. Take everything. They said, labud, there's no choice except to kill you. So he said, then let me just pray my last two rak'ahs. Let me pray if you don't mind. Let me pray. That's my last wish for this life. And then he remembered that he is in Allah's presence. Must have prayed Fajr that day. He knows that Allah he's in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. Allah Azza wa Jalla is in his company. He called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that in each one of his four sujood, he prayed two rak'ah. Each time he made sujood, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him. And he kept saying, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Who responds to the call of the desperate when he calls upon him? Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a verse in the Quran. And then by the time he was about to finish his prayer, he noticed a knight. A strange looking knight coming in his direction. And the person that was robbing him turns to look at that knight, and then realizes that the knight is aiming at the criminal about to attack him, and then throws a spear, the like of which, he said, I had never seen. The spear comes, hits, strikes this bandit, the robber, killing him instantly. And then finally, the knight reaches, takes the spear, and is about to depart mysteriously, right, as he arrived. And the man came to him and said, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me through you. Who are you? Where did you come from? He said, I'm an angel from the fourth heaven. When you made your first dua and you called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we heard the echo of your voice in the heavens. And I begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let me be the one to rescue you. And I was given permission to descend to the third, to the lower heaven. And when you made your dua the second time, we heard the echo of your words, and I begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me permission to go to rescue you. And I was given permission only to go to the lower one, to the second. And when you continued to pray and you made your fourth dua, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me permission to rescue you, and I was given permission to come to earth and rescue you. And one of the lessons from this story is never give up. Imagine if he stopped after the third one. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to those who excel in doing their best. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله وأتوب إليه. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى. والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. وبعد. Many are the stories that we know about, but sometimes we fail to really relate to these stories. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu looked at him and he said, Messenger of God, they're here. They caught up with us. They're here. If any one of them was to look beneath his feet, we'll be able to spot us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam calmly said to Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, ma dhannuka bithnain, Allahu thalithuhuma. Abu Bakr, Allah is our third, Allah is in our company. What are you talking about? They won't be able to see us, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to see us, and they didn't see them. There was nothing to block their view. And Allah azza wa jalla recorded this moment in the Quran. And we recited where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he said to his companion, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, he said to his companion, لَا تَحْزَنْ, don't be sad. Don't stress out. Don't worry. For those by the way, that was Abu Bakr. If anyone has any doubt as to what the emotional state of Abu Bakr was, he was sad. He was in distress. He was worried. He had severe anxiety because he was afraid that something bad may happen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That only comes out of a loving, genuine heart. Radiyallahu anhu arda. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Prophet comforted Abu Bakr, said, don't worry about it. Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah is with us. He didn't say Allah is with me. He said Allah is with us, with both of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. The stories are many. Moses thought, rather his people thought that they were doomed. They were done. And they said, Moses, look at what you've done to us. We're here. We're blocked by this body, this massive body of water. Where are we going to go? And Pharaoh and his entire army are approaching. We're done. Inna lamudrakun. We're doomed. We're done. Qala kalla. He said, no. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. My Lord is with me. And notice that here he said with me. He didn't say with us. Why? Because their hearts were not in the right place. He said, my Lord is with me. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ And he will guide me. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. No matter what it is that you're going through. All the trials of this life, nothing again is greater than the mercy and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla can resolve it. What we need to do is do our part and be in the presence of Allah. Realize that we're in the presence of Allah. Do our best. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect with Allah. Be as Allah azza wa jalla wants us to be. And worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commit as if He sees us or as if we see Him. And though we don't see Him, He sees us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal our wounds and to comfort our hearts and to ease all of our difficulties. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the difficulties of our brothers and sisters who are suffering anywhere in the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the suffering of the Palestinian people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate al-Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen those who are defending the honor of this ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause the plots of those who are plotting against this religion and the people of this religion. May Allah cause all of these plots to fail. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. My dear brothers and sisters, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us to send salutations and pray for our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يقول ربنا تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون